The privacy debate is starting to pit tech against tech. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Apple CEO Tim Cook threw down about privacy in the tech industry, or what he called the data industrial complex. He called for the United States to adopt comprehensive digital privacy regulations. Apple has stressed privacy as a selling point over the past couple of years, but this was a big broadside at a couple of the other biggest tech firms in the world, namely Facebook and Google. And it's worth noting that it's easy for Apple to tout privacy when the option it's offering is a closed ecosystem where the company controls every aspect of the technology. Let's dig into this in Quality Assurance, the Friday segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Tony Rahm is a tech policy reporter at The Washington Post. He covered Cook's remarks.
I think Tim Cook is pretty frustrated with Silicon Valley. He's certainly not the only one these days. For the company, though, Apple is able to do this because its business model is so much different than a company like Facebook and Google. Those two companies rely on collecting data about you and turning that data into insights that can then be sold to advertisers. That's how they monetize things. With Apple, it's different. We're talking about the sale of iPhones and iPads and MacBook Pros. Apple's CEO Tim Cook has a bit more of a runway to talk about these things than his peers.
What did you think about these comments afterward by Facebook's former chief security officer, Alex Stamos? He said Tim Cook is being a little hypocritical because the company accommodates Chinese censorship and essentially saying, you know, nobody's clean when they're making billions of dollars off of selling technology.
Yeah, and even beyond what Alex Stamos was pointing out in his tweets, remember, when you're on your iPhone, when you're using the search feature, you're using Google Search there. There's always been an arrangement between Apple and Google with respect to search. So some of the things that Tim Cook is lamenting when he talks about privacy are things that, in some ways, the iPhone enables by nudging you towards using Google Search in some settings. But I think that it speaks to the bigger issue here, which is that for many of these companies, their troubles with government are very complex, and they're pretty wide-ranging.
Should any tech company be framing the conversation right now, especially a conversation about regulation on privacy?
Well, whether they should or they shouldn't be framing it, they certainly are. And that's because these companies don't want to be regulated in a way that affects their ability to collect information and monetize it. And many of them are really worried in particular because of what happened in Europe and in California over the better part of the past few years. Europe put in place very, very tough restrictions on how companies can collect and use information. And then California went ahead and did its own version of that, sort of a GDPR, as we call it, for the United States. These companies don't want to have to follow multiple sets of rules in different parts of the country. So that's why you're seeing them talk so much about regulation, because it's in their interests to set the rules, to have a voice in the conversation, so to speak, so that they aren't burdened by the regulations put forward by government.
That's Tony Rahm, tech policy reporter at The Washington Post. And indeed, while tech giants have previously fought against federal privacy regulation, in recent months, Facebook, Google, IBM, Microsoft, and others have been lobbying the U.S. government for a federal privacy law that they have a bigger hand in writing. Now for some related links. Interesting editorial from Kate Fazzini at CNBC saying that if Apple stakes its reputation on privacy and security, it could end up with more to lose than Facebook or Google, because if it gets hacked or suddenly wants to, say, monetize our data a little bit for its growing App Store ad business, it'll be an even bigger hit to its reputation. I guess the flip side of that is the kind of nihilistic argument that at this point we won't be surprised if Facebook or Google lose or misuse our information. Womp womp. But also, this is a bit unusual, but I want to point you toward a Twitter conversation I saw. You'll find the link at our website, marketplacetech.org. A reader and venture capitalist was responding to Wall Street Journal writer Christopher Mims about a piece he wrote Thursday on the backlash against big tech. The reader said, maybe we shouldn't think of tech as one category, since people aren't really that mad at, say, Intuit or Salesforce. And Mims responded and said, yeah, you know, maybe what people are really afraid of is specific categories, like, social media. That's a direct quote. I think that this is kind of the heart of this Apple versus everybody conversation, and something we've been trying to untangle when we talk about the data economy. The business model underneath a few of these huge, powerful companies is the data. And as we start to understand the difference, maybe we can have a better conversation about what we want and don't want in our lives. I'm still not 100% sure that the total control alternative that Apple is offering is where I want to end up, though. Like, I wish I could still have Facebook, but with the rules that Tim Cook talked about in his tweet storm. I mean, can't they make money and also tell me what information they collect and why and let me say no? I don't know. Matt Purdy is the producer of Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Dan Powell engineered the show this week. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. This is APM. Sign up for our daily email newsletter by October 31st, and you could be in for a Halloween treat. We're giving away 10 treat bags filled with some great Marketplace swag, including our high-powered phone charger, a pretty cool gadget you cannot get anywhere else. Subscribe today at marketplace.org for your chance to win, and good luck.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.